It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britney Spears updated fans on Instagram yesterday about her well-being after their concerns led to the hashtag Free Britney trending on social media, and they were protesting to set her free from the mental health hospital that she had checked herself into. She checked herself into this mental health facility in March for a 30-day treatment plan, and then she went on Instagram yesterday to set the record straight.
Hi guys, just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me. All is well. My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal. But don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
That doesn't sound like there's a knife to her or a gun to her head.
Well, she looked rough. And two, her mother has been liking people's tweets with the hashtag Free Britney. So that doesn't exactly bode well for don't worry about me. Everything's fine here, guys. That's super unsettling and weird.
These stories always amaze me. Of people in power, you think like, how could this be happening? But they're controlled.
Yeah, it's called MKUltra Mind Control, baby. Look it up. YouTube that. You want to go down a wormhole of a conspiracy theory that will have you sleeping with your light on? MKUltra Mind Control. The government is controlling the minds of celebrities!
And they're poisoning the water, making the toads gay!
Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, is said to be creating a Destiny's Child-based musical.
Yeah!
The show will be called Survivor, the Destiny's Child musical, and will premiere in Houston sometime next year. And they plan on taking it to Broadway, London's West End, and even a world tour. The musical will be told from Matthew's perspective, and he wants to show people an honest, behind-the-scenes look at how Destiny's Child started. There is no word yet on who will be starring in the production. I'm sure what's-her-face, the girl that doesn't ever do anything anymore.
Well, Kelly Rowland does stuff. Who's
Michelle,
the other girl?
I think Michelle... The one that, like, couldn't even get it together. She's, like, late for the Super Bowl performance. Like, she's really a disaster.
I was busy. Sorry.
Yeah, that one. Like, I think it's Michelle. But she, I'm sure she'll be in it.
There you go.
Bob Saget admitted to getting flustered about commenting on and showing support for his Fuller House co-star and friend, Lori Loughlin, who, of course, is battling through the college admission scandal.
I have said it a lot. I get flustered because it's not, it's personal. It's personal. And that's where... I'm keeping it, and there's 30 years of love there, more than that. So that's all I got. I love her very much. That's it. That's more than no comment.
Merriam-Webster announced that they have added Eminem's definition of stan to the dictionary. Eminem introduced the term stanning to the world with his 2000 hit Stan. According to the dictionary, stan means an extremely or excessively enthusiastic devoted fan, and as a verb is defined as to exhibit fandom to an extreme or excessive degree, to be extremely devoted and enthusiastic fan of someone or something.
All right, all in favor that Alex is a stan for Taylor Swift, say aye.
Aye. I'm okay. Saying aye. Of course I am.
Self-admitted, okay.
Yeah, but if you are ever on Twitter and you see people saying, like, I stan, like, that's what they're saying. That's where all this came from. And so now it's officially in the dictionary. And Scott Disick has a new show that is finally set to air 2 years after it was originally planned. It's called Flip It Like Disick. It will premiere this summer on E! If you don't know who Scott Disick is, he is Kourtney Kardashian's baby daddy and ex-boyfriend of many, 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 many years. He's been a part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians for... the whole time it's been on. Sources say the show was delayed for 2 years because Scott Disick couldn't stop partying. So maybe he'll get it together enough for this.
Been there, bro. I know.
Right? Coming up in less than an hour in the next garbage, Cardi B was calling people out on Instagram yesterday. We'll talk about that.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.